First of all, welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Now, I gather that you had taken other journalists to meet this senior Taliban commander, so you trusted him because you'd worked with him before. But what happened in those moments as you arrived, basically, at your destination?
What happened, there was gunmen who stopped the vehicles in front of us. If we move, they will kill us. So we got put it in the back of the cars. I was put in a different vehicle. David was in a different vehicle. I didn't know anything about David at that time.
But you realized that you were, at that point, kidnapped.
Yeah. First, I thought thieves and robbers. We could pay money and they could release us. And after 4 hours, we tied our eyes and tied our hands. And they said, "It's going to chop on my head."
Those moments, those hours, must have been terribly frightening. But by the time you got to Pakistan in captivity, and that was for 7 months, how did you pass the time?
7 months and 10 days.
I guess you know, right? Probably you know how many hours. How did you pass the time there?
Well, it was so difficult because something you would say, "I'm dirty and I work with the infidels. David is a spy. He's disgusting. His face is disgusting." Then you would make us wash the dishes. I was washing the dishes. David was sweeping. You know, that's really all, you know. But we were happy to do it because there was nothing else to do it. I mean, the treatment was pretty good, to be honest.
At what point did you figure out that you needed to escape? I mean, were they negotiating for you? Did you know that there was a ransom demand?
Well, you keep changing the demands. You say, "No money is going to be involved." Then they say, "We're going to exchange you with the prisoners in Guantanamo." We come to know in the end, and we become like hopeless because the Taliban had not realized that the U.S. government is against paying any ransom to the terrorists.
Tell us about your escape. It was pretty dramatic, what I know of it.
It was like a miracle how we escaped, and I cannot describe it. Only 90% I thought I would die.
Most of the time
I was happy to die. We decided, me and David, we die or we go. We die or we go. If God is on our side, we will escape.
Well, tell me one thing. I know you hopped over a wall and fell.
Yeah.
How did you get past guards?
We were afraid when we jumped that the guards would wake up. This is like a miracle. Everyone was asleep.
Everyone stayed asleep.
First I jumped, then David jumped, and then he ran away. Then we didn't know where to escape, where to go. Dogs were barking behind us, and I was afraid that dogs would wake up the people and they would follow us and chase us.
But somehow they didn't. Those dogs that barked and the sound you made when you dropped down, somehow nobody woke up. So when you got back to your family in Kabul, and you have how many kids? Six kids?
I had 7, and the 8th is coming.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah, some of my children could not recognize my face. So difficult. My son could not recognize me.
Well, we are so glad you're back. And the only question left to ask is, what do you plan to do now?
Well, my life is in danger. My family is in danger. And I want to run because I want to get out of Kabul as soon as possible.